has had on request for holiday leave for this particular festive season. And, you know, how does an employer juggle multiple holiday requests for the same period? Has had on request for holiday leave for this particular festive season. And, you know, how does an employer juggle multiple holiday requests for the same period? And we know, you know, during normal circumstances, it would be wouldn't be difficult. You know, everybody puts their sort of name in a hat, and so in some instances names are drawn and say, okay, these guys can get leave over Christmas while the rest of you will work. And you know, in other situations, if you had leave last year, you can't have leave this year again. Now, can a boss actually refuse some of this requests for annual leave? And what about requests from employees who've been absent from work during extended periods of leave due to ill health and other problems? So where do we strike the reasonable chord in terms of leave requests and requests for leave? Johan Botha's partner at Baker and McKenzie, and Johan Botha's is employment and compensation lawyer at Baker and McKenzie, joining us this morning. Johan, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Morning, Zane. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Just sketch to us, what are employers to do if their employees have exhausted their paid sick leave due to COVID-19 infections or exposure and have also requested further leave, you know, be it either sick leave or annual leave? Because I think the budgeting process within an organization works on, okay, we budget 13 months because we still need to give you, that 15 days leave. And then there are additional leaves, like we get a whole lot of extra leave and, you know, study leave and all that kind of stuff. But a number of people have taken sick leave also. So is this burdening employers a lot more than usual?
Yeah, Zane, there's actually some really interesting stats that came out in respect of specifically sick leave and the burden that sick leave plays on the economy. Now, it's difficult to look at sick leave as a burden. You know, I mean, people get ill, you don't want them to come to the workplace. You want them to stay at home and get better and recuperate. You know, so I don't want to rubbish sick leave or the taking of sick leave. But there's no two ways about it, in that there's a cost attached to that. And the cost, Best Business in Africa reported it's 15 billion rand a year annually is what it costs our economy for people taking sick leave. You know, and some of the interesting stats is that there's roughly about 6 million people per day in South Africa on sick leave. I mean, that's a significant number, 15% of our workforce. But the reality is, as far as our employment legislation is concerned and basic rights of employees, they are entitled to take sick leave. An employer is entitled to demand proof of the illness event, you know, before the employer has to pay sick leave. But as we've seen with COVID, I mean, you get struck down with COVID, all of a sudden the 30 days and sick leave that you have over a three-year period can be exhausted in a flash. So what does an employee stand to do? As a general proposition, employees who have exhausted their sick leave often ask an employer to see if they can't take their annual leave as well in order to extend the paid period of absence. And most employers will do that. As far as annual leave is concerned, as a principle, though, the legal issue there is that annual leave is taken at the discretion and at a time that suits the employer. The Basic Conditions of Employment Act tells us that, you know, the parties should ideally agree on when an employee can take annual leave. But absent such an agreement, the employer has the prerogative to actually grant annual leave at a time that suits the business, refuse it when it doesn't suit the business, or even go as far as direct the employee to say, listen, this factory is shutting down between Christmas and New Year, and you are going to take your annual leave during this period that it suits me. So that's the background and the framework, you know, of annual leave and sick leave within South Africa.
And, you know, a number of people, as I said, have actually been on sick leave or taken sick leave during the last 2 years, and it's become a bit of a problem for employers to actually juggle, you know, the sick leave, the annual leave, and leave requests over this particular time. Sometimes what happens, Johan, and we're chatting this morning about annual leave and whether your employer can actually refuse that. And if you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call on 021 446 1567 or on the WhatsApp line at 0725671567. Sometimes what happens is that there are alternate arrangements made that your leave that you are not able to take, which actually does expire, goes into a minus 10. And even if it's in a minus 10 and you were not able to take it, you can actually ask for that to be extended. Are those conversations between yourself and your manager or your HR department?
Zain, it's such a oft misunderstood area of our law there. As far as annual leave is concerned, the Basic Conditions of Employment Act grants minimum annual leave. So we refer to that as a statutory annual leave. So an employer can grant you 30 days annual leave, of which 21 calendar days are then your statutory annual leave. And the reason why we make the distinction between the statutory annual leave and the additional or non-statutory annual leave is that the law is very prescriptive when it comes to what you can or should do in respect of the statutory annual leave. For the extra annual leave, those extra 9 days, if you get 30 days, you're the lucky one, you know, that the employer can manage in terms of its policy or discretion or by agreement between the parties. As for the 21 days, though, the law is very prescriptive in that you must take your 21 annual days leave per annual leave cycle, which is generally a year from the date that you start your employment and on the anniversary every year thereafter. The only latitude that the BCA allows us is to say that if you cannot take your annual leave within that's the 21 statutory days annual leave, you cannot take that within the annual leave cycle, then the employer must grant it to you within the next 6 months. So strictly speaking, the employer only has an 18-month window wherein which the employer must grant the employee statutory annual leave. The law does not allow the employer to carry it over any further than that, and it does not allow the employer to pay out the employee for that leave except upon termination of employment. And the law does not envisage that that leave will be forfeited either. So strictly speaking, an employee can go to court and say, hang on, I have 21 days annual leave due to me. My employer does not want to grant it to me either within the original 12 months of the annual leave cycle or the 6 months thereafter, and get a court order to actually have that leave taken. Now, I mean, clearly nobody's going to run to court, you know, whilst they're in an employment relationship to force their employer to grant them leave. But that is the methodology involved in the labor relation in the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. Mm. Statutory annual leave must be taken within the annual leave cycle or the next 6 months thereafter. That's the only latitude there is. For additional annual leave granted over and above that the parties can deal with in their discretion. They can carry it over, they can pay it out, they can forfeit it. But statutory annual leave must be taken.
Becomes difficult when companies don't want to pay out the annual leave, or you find yourself in a situation whereby, you know, you've got leave, you've carried it over, but because of the demands of the business, you were not able to actually take that leave, and it doesn't get paid out. Johan Boetes this morning chatting to us about when an employer actually refuse to give you annual leave, and he's head of employment and compensation at Baker and McKenzie. Johan, you know, one of the WhatsApps coming in off 0725671567, and the question is asked, what happens if someone has COVID complications? So you recover from COVID, but then have side effects and other issues after that. How does that person then take annual leave?
Really good question. Thank you for that one, Zain. So what happens in a situation like that, and we've seen it happen in practice with COVID, employees exhaust their paid sick leave, they exhaust their paid annual leave, but then they're still not well enough to return to work. The consolidated directive issued by the Department of Labor in June indicates to us and reminded us as parties to say that in terms of the Unemployment Insurance Fund Act, what an employee can do is claim an entitlement to payment for an illness benefit where the employee has exhausted paid sick leave and has been off ill for a period of longer than 14 days. So the employer is not under an obligation to provide you with additional paid sick leave once you exhaust your BCA sick leave. But what the employee can do then, if the employee is off sick, of course, if a medical doctor, just a practitioner, books the employee off sick, then the employee will go on to unpaid sick leave if the paid sick leave has been exhausted. But the employee can then lodge a claim with the Department of Labor to the UIF commissioner to say that I have exhausted my paid sick leave. I've been off on unpaid sick leave for a period of longer than 14 days. I'm a contributor to the Unemployment Insurance Fund, and I'm entitled to a benefit in terms of Section 19 of that Act.
Mm. On what grounds can an employer then refuse an employee's annual sick leave application? I know that there are sort of very unwritten rules within an organization. If you were off last year Christmas, you can't have off this year Christmas, you know. If we gave you off for Eid, you know, would you possibly like to stand in and work for the people celebrating Christmas? All those kind of unwritten rules. But what does the law say in terms of when can an employer say, no, you've had too much sick leave this year, I can't still give you leave?
Yeah, so an employer can refuse annual leave on any grounds, provided the grounds are not discriminatory, provided the grounds are not arbitrary or capricious. So I can't say to you, no, I'm not going to give you annual leave just because you didn't want to come to the Christmas function, you know, or to the year-end function, or for some arbitrary reason. But if I have a valid business reason to say, I can't afford to let you go because, you know, I have too many requests for leave at the same period. That is a valid reason an employer can use that to refuse annual leave. An employee can challenge the fairness of that discretion exercised by an employer in the CCMA and say that, hang on, you committed an unfair labor practice against me, granting me leave at a period that suits me as a benefit that I have, and you did not think this thing through. You know, when you refused me annual leave, but you granted my colleague annual leave over the same period. But, I mean, there must be stark grounds that the CCMA will, that will empower the CCMA to attack the employer's discretion in refusing annual leave. So as a rule, if the employer has a valid business reason relating to its operations, to the continuity of operations, the employer can rely on that to refuse requests for annual leave, irrespective whether you have used sick leave in the past, taken all your sick leave, whether you haven't done that. The employer has really very wide discretion as to whether it can grant or refuse annual leave. As you correctly alluded to in the beginning, you know, the legal aspect is one thing. We are all managing an employee relations environment in the workplace as well. So it's not only about the legality of issues, it's also about fairness and perceptions of fairness. And you don't want to, you know, be that employer that acts strictly in accordance with the law and then run the risk of losing your talented and key staff because you're not taking into consideration the employee relations climate and how this impacts on people's lives. So you want to be fair and humane about it as well. But strictly on the legal side, The employer has wide discretion to refuse requests for annual leave.
And I think it's a question of the employer being fair to the employee, but then the employee also understanding that he needs to be fair to his employer. One of the questions coming up, morning, why is the person being interviewed, which is Johan Boetes, he is the head of employment and compensation at Baker and McKenzie, saying 21 statutory days annual leaves, I only get 15 days annual leave. Can you please explain the difference? Can companies choose what amount of annual leave they can give their employees?
That's a very, very good clarification to ask, and I'm pleased that the listener did raise the issue. The 21 days annual leave that I'm referring to as statutory annual leave is calendar days. So in terms of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, the BCA grants you calendar days annual leave. Many companies convert that into working days for practical purposes, and that then becomes 15 days. So if you do the conversion from 7 days a week to 5 days a week, that ratio will take it from 21 calendar days to 15 working days. So the listener is not being shortchanged by the employer who's granting him or her 15 working days annual leave. It's the same as the 21 calendar days annual leave in terms of the BCA.
So people in the retail industry who normally would work, for instance, 1 week for 7 days and another week for 5 days and so on, this falls within that particular realm. Johan Boetes chatting to us this morning. Thank you so much for your time, Johan. He's head of employment and compensation at Baker and McKenzie, and telling us exactly when can and cannot leave be given, and it needs to be on a reasonable basis.